We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Gowhiteley.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally.
All right, welcome to the show. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Sandy Edwards, who we met, I guess it's a few weeks ago at the Kitchener-Waterloo Holistic Fair, is that right?
That's great.
From meeting you there, we know that you are into reflexology. How did you get into that? Tell us, how did that journey start for you?
Well, thanks, guys, for the opportunity today. It is a bit of a process, I'll tell you. The journey has been long, but I didn't think I'd get into reflexology. But it started with watching my parents' health decline. And as they went on the pharmaceutical train, so did the elements of issues to start to, metastasize in terms of what was actually happening with their bodies. Little did I know at that point in time, because I was kind of brought up in the kind of era that, you know, you listen to your doctor and they give you some pills and you carry on. Mm-hmm. But what I really found what was interesting in that journey is that the amount of money that they needed to maintain their health in the pharmaceutical train was now draining their retirement funds. Oh, and I thought, I do not want to see that happen at all. And that's nothing that's ever discussed about in terms of when you go to retire. Do you have enough money to retire? But they never ask you, do you have enough money to sustain your health? So, and then I came up with, okay, holistically, what could I do? My mom was a nurse. My dad was a firefighter. And in 2012, I found out about reflexology. And then I took a course and I was blown away at just the results that can be achieved through this natural healing modality. And that started my journey on this process of being a reflexologist.
I love that. Just that exposure to one course and then that changed everything. So cool. It's just a ripple effect, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, the other point is I went to pick up some pills for my dad at the time, and I went to the pharmacy, and an older gentleman came in and they had all their pills lined up. And all of a sudden he said, I can't have this one, this one, this one, and this one. I don't have the money for it.
Oh my God. Wow.
And I went, wow. That is just that in my, like, that was the aha moment. Like, what is going on here for me?
That would be heartbreaking to hear, because it's like, not only is this guy not getting a solution that's helping him get better, he can't even afford to buy the medication that's sustaining his life. Tell us a little bit about reflexology.
Sure.
How does it benefit? I mean, even with your parents, how did you see an improvement?
Well, unfortunately, my mother passed away in 2006 with an abdominal aneurysm, and my father passed away with diabetes. So I never really got to have the approach of reflexology on either of them,
mm-hmm.
Which was unfortunate, because, I mean, I think I could have turned my father around in terms of his diabetes prior to his passing. But reflexology is a non-invasive, natural healing art. And what that means, really, when you have all those little big words in there, is that we go into the body, we look at the body as a whole, and we go into the body and we find out where there are issues, as we call, in the tissues. So there could be some stagnation of energy, stagnation of movement, which is the rigidity of the foot, meaning that there's rigidity in two different places, meaning rigidity in the body and rigidity in the mind. So and then what we do, because each person is unique into what is going on with them in their health, is that we approach the view on the plantar side of the foot, as well as the dorsal side, which is the top side. So plantar's bottom, dorsal's top. We look at both elements to see exactly what may be transpiring in the body. But again, the initial part of reflexology is again, hitting reflex points, making movement in the body, and pushing the crap that's sitting in your body out So if I can say that.
You sure can. That's so cool. And go ahead.
But I'm just saying that, you know, we touch reflex points, but we also touch body systems. So respiratory, you know, endocrine system, everything we're touching the whole. It's not just one thing. It's the whole, you know, the
everything's
whole
connected, right?
Exactly.
The foot has the body map within it as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And talking about body map. So I know you guys saw this when I was in on the show, but we have a foot. If you can see that. Oops, I got to move over a little bit more.
There you go. Yep.
You can kind of see a little bit more and a little bit more and just what it looks like. These are the body systems and we're working on it. As you can see, it's quite intricate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a lot of people, when they see my feet, they're like, what is that?
Drew us in right away.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what drew me to come and check out your table. And what Sandy was showing is she has this model of a foot, because through the podcast, you're not going to be able to see this, but she has a model of a foot and it has written on it all the different systems in the body. And is that the point of that is like, those are the areas that you touch that's able to connect with those parts?
Yeah, it just gives an idea for the individual to know where those points are. Cause some people will think that, you know, it's a bunch of hokey pokey, you know, woo woo kind of ness, you know, reflexology is just a nice massage on your feet, but it's actually more than just that, you know, it is more like we're delving into the body systems. We're hitting the points. There are two different maps, or actually there's a various maps of body systems, but they mirror exactly what's actually happening in your body. So what you see in your hands, what you see in your feet mirror what we see in the body. So if you touch your hands together, where you have your two thumbs together, then that is the spine. So that is your midpoint of your body. And a lot of people don't look at that way. But your fifth finger, your pinky finger, or your pinky on your toe, that's the lateral side, and that goes all the way from, you know, your shoulders down right to your heels. So a lot of people don't really know that until you start having a conversation with them.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I love that. Anything just energy work related or the meridians is so fascinating.
Yes. Absolutely. And again, you know, TCM comes into it as well, traditional Chinese medicine. Now, a lot of reflexologists may or may not, may progress to that level, but there are some different issues with regards to TCM coming in, being meridians, and then, you know, points of, on those meridians that are associated with, say, spleen, liver, stomach, gallbladder, and bladder. You know, so and how they relate. If there's stagnation in any of those areas, you want to clear that out. So it, again, it's another level of learning through, you know, anatomy and physiology, and then you're now into the Eastern medicine as well.
Mm-hmm. So when you're actually going through that process of feeling those areas on someone's foot, say, is it just because it's something feels a little different? How do you know where to hone in on? Is it just like stagnation, or is it even emotional? How do you know the difference?
Well, when you come across, you can, you know, if you feel your hand, and sometimes, you know, you'll come across, I call them bits and pieces. So you'll feel like a little lump here and there, and then it goes into a valley and then another lump. You kind of say, okay, that's, you know, not feeling, it's feeling different than what you had felt before. So those to me are stagnation of energy, and there's a compilation of something that's happening. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we just kind of go over it, but then I go over it again and I say, okay, is this related to something? Mm-hmm. And this is where I actually developed my own technique called the Cosmos Connection, which is connection of spirit, mindfulness of self. So what I do is once I get over to that kind of raised element of tissue, I will connect with it and I'll get right in. And sometimes my clients will say, oh, that's a little tender, or ow, you know, kind of thing. And I'll say, okay, I'm on the right spot. Mm-hmm. And then I'll ask, okay, what is this connected to? Because there are connections with regards to, of course, the mind and the spirit. And each toe has a specific element that it is related to, whether it be TCM or whether it be related to an emotion. So if I can expand on that a little, the big toe has to do with thoughts and opinions. And the second toe has to do with emotions, your feelings. And the third toe has to do with what you're doing, creativeness, intuitiveness. The fourth toe is, has to do with relationships. And if you think about it, we put a ring on that fourth finger. So relationships can be to yourself, or relationships can be to family or work relationships. And then the fifth toe, which is very important, is also, and the same with it, it runs the same with your hands, is to do with security and safety, your home base, the foundation, who you are. And then when you look at a right foot or a left foot, and you look at where the constitution or the concentration of a bump or, you know, the tissues are condensed together, you say, okay, what is that on? Is it on the left side or is that on the right side? So if it's on the left side, that has to do with kind of current or future outlook and a feminine kind of element. And then if you look on to the right side, it has to do with the past, things you haven't dealt with, and also a male influence of some kind or a male element. Yeah.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating. Yeah. Like I'm thinking of so many people this could be helpful for, but what's a time where someone could recognize for themselves that, you know what, I should really go see someone who does reflexology?
You know, anytime that you're dealing with things, and if I can, you know, kind of give you a story that just happened in September. I mean, I went on a little vacation with a bunch of people, 10 people. We were on a biking tour, and I had a number of people that were dealing with some issues. So what happened was, one was dealing with acid reflux. I did a technique with regards to reducing that. I had one person that had something with elbow. They had an elbow issue. And so I worked on that and released the pain on that one. I also had one that had severe sciatica when we were away, and I worked on them daily, mind you, but they got up, they were stiff as heck, and they were in a lot of pain, discomfort, didn't know whether they could go on the ride, and I went and I worked on them for half an hour, and within that time, they had no pain.
Fantastic. That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, utilizing, of course, my technique of Cosmos, but also some techniques that I've learned through Europe, I connect with instructors from Portugal, Israel, the UK, or yes, the UK, sorry, and the US. So I have a variety of people that I connect with worldwide to get more information, because Canada is not that progressive in reflexology, and you need to go outside and think outside the box in order to be the best you can be for your client.
Very good. I think I saw you are actually located in Waterloo here in Canada,
yes.
Ontario.
Yes, Waterloo, Kitchener-Waterloo. I do Cambridge, Guelph, and surrounding areas. But I've also had somebody that's come from Chatham to see me.
And is it right that you actually do virtual appointments as well?
I do virtual, actually. Okay. And a lot of people don't understand that. But I can give you a little blurb on that. At first I thought, oh, no, you know, virtual is not going to do it, you know. I was certainly not a lover of it. But anyway, I decided that I would have a colleague work on me. And, of course, she was in the area. And she said, okay, lay on your treatment pad. I'm gonna do the session. Now, we disconnected. We connected at first, and then we disconnected. And what I mean by disconnected was we weren't talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. And then I could feel what they were working on. I could feel the digestive system, everything that they were working on. And the interesting part about this was, as they were working on me, I jumped off of my treatment table, like just jumped because I was startled. And then I started to laugh. I thought, what the heck just happened here? And so anyway, and then I thought, okay, everything seems okay, you know, and I go back in and I kind of, you know, I'm relaxed and all that stuff. So then after we connect and, all of a sudden I said to her, what happened during the session? I said, all of a sudden I jumped out of, you know, out of the session, like, you know, startled. And she goes, oh, do you know what? She said, my water bottle burped and scared the crap right out of me. And she said, and I said, well, I felt it. And then we took before pictures and after pictures, and you can see the difference. And she didn't touch one iota.
So cool. It's very similar along the lines of how we work too, because it's all connection with, we're all connected. So it's just intention of connecting with someone. Healing from a distance, basically.
Mm-hmm.
People with Reiki do the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So absolutely. Yeah. I've done it with actually another practitioner where they were the, their mother was, in Croatia, Czech. And, they were having some issues and she became my surrogate in energy. Cause I said, let's see if we can feel it. Oh, she felt it. And wow. She was not happy with the whole process. Like, I don't like the pain I'm feeling. And I went, well, we're going to clear that up. And we did. And then we checked in with her mother, and her mother was like, hey, I'm having a great day.
Fantastic. That is so cool.
Amazing. If someone was interested in connecting with you, what's the best way that they can do that?
My website is best because they can kind of see what I offer. And then they can kind of get a gist of what I look like, you know, what's happening, and go there. Or they can catch me too at my email, and I do have a phone number on there as well. But it's best, you know, to do some research, check me out. But I'm more than happy to have a conversation with them as well, because I like to be progressive with somebody, but I also don't want to be saying, okay, hey, come to me, I'm the best you've got. It's not that. It's that I've got techniques that I think I could change your life.
Amazing. We will put your links in the show notes as well to be able to connect with Sandy so you can see her website, see what she does, and email so you can contact her as well. Did you have something else you were going to say, Amanda?
I think when we first started talking, you mentioned, I don't know if this is going to come out of my head very well, but we'll see where it goes. You mentioned you were in like the HR field before this.
Oh yes, I was. Go ahead.
The bridge between the two worlds. How does that happen?
Well, interesting, because I was a benefits administrator for a school board, so I was involved in a lot of the benefit renewal. And what I found was that, you know, we had more people going off on disability. We didn't have much opportunity to get a reduction in the cost of disability. But the interesting thing for medical and dental, you know, under the medical and the overall process of the renewal, 80% of that renewal was derived from drugs. 80% of that. And, you know, a little bit for paramedicals, you know, which is your chiropractor, your RMTs, all that stuff. But I'm looking at that going, there's no way that I see that going down. Drugs. I never see it going down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some shots were $50,000 or more.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's crazy. There's no focus. Well, I mean, it's getting better now. I think it's starting to change where you can do like more holistic and more preventative, but that's what a lot of benefits is, right? Mm-hmm. And we live in a country where we think we have free healthcare. Do we?
It's interesting that you say that, because for paramedicals, which I would fall under, because the government says that we're not regulated, mm-hmm. is that they're saying that, you know, we're not going to give you the emphasis that you deserve. And when I say emphasis is that, okay, we haven't paid enough money as an organization to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
But there are different, there's different research being done over time, but there's one specific piece that's being done right now that can change the game on reflexology, which is by a gentleman called Kevin Kuntz, which he is in the States, and he is doing a comparative of before and after a reflexology session. So they'll go in and they'll see a subject that has had some issues on an MRI. They'll evaluate what's happening in the brain, and then they'll have a session. And then they'll reevaluate that patient after the session, and they're seeing remarkable results after what has been done with reflexology. So
wow.
There are things that are coming down the line, but in terms of paramedicals, for us to be recognized, they're not doing that. They'll say an RMT can do a reflexology treatment because they are recognized,
mm-hmm.
but they're not necessarily mostly into being certified as a reflexologist.
RMT, just to verify for people, that's massage therapist,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. And that's the question we get as reflexologists. Are you covering under my benefits? Well, first of all, you got to look at your benefit plan to see if you are. But again, there's that little small little piece that says, you know, if it's covered by a naturopath or done by a naturopath or a massage therapist, then we'll cover it. But if it's done by a certified reflexologist, maybe not.
Yeah, it's interesting how, because, I mean, I've been there too, how we put ourselves in this box as far as what's available to us, and benefits does that big time.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not covered by benefits, I can't do it. This is where if you want better health, you have to look outside that box. You have to be willing to invest in yourself with your own money.
Yeah.
And I think more people are starting to get on that track and being open to that because they realize the power they hold to decide that they can be better.
Absolutely. And there's a quote by Thomas Fuller, which I absolutely love. Health is not valued until sickness comes. I mean, and that is so true, because I mean, just the people that I've seen on an emergency basis that come to me, they can't walk coming into my home. But then when they leave, totally a different perspective.
Yeah, that right there, that's like the best testimonial anyone can have, right?
Yeah. 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 But as I say, it's a journey, and everybody has to find their way. But everybody that I touch, there's never the same treatment, because your body changes, your perspective changes, you know, everything changes. And just to look at what's happening with the body, you know, it's just not regulated in terms of these are the points that I have to hit. I will hit them, mm-hmm. but I will also go a little bit extra to make sure that I am giving the best treatment for each client that comes on into my clinic.
Amazing. I don't know what else. Is there anything else that you think our listeners should know?
Well, I think it's, you know, the most important thing, and I think you ladies would agree, is that, when I talk about my initial reflexology assessment, I look at, you know, they say, well, why do I need that? I'm just coming for a foot massage. Well, it's not the way it works here. For me, I don't know where you've been in your health, and I don't know where you are now in your health. So for me, I need to get a little bit of a medical history here to understand what's going on, because for me, if I don't understand you and you're coming to see me, and I'm just giving you, as you think in your mind, possibly, that I'm giving you a foot massage, then you're most mistaken, because I'm here to help you move forward in your health journey, not regress you in your health journey.
It's much, much deeper than just the surface of the hand, say, mm-hmm. or the foot.
Mm-hmm.
Way deeper.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, as I say, I, you know, it's I do connect energetically to some, you know, in my cosmos, but, you know, they'll forget to put things down on the initial intake form. And I'll say, you know, something doesn't seem like, you know, this is kind of happening over here. Does that resonate with you? And they'll either say yes or no. And then I had one particular client come in and I asked them, I said, oh, you got something going on here? And they were like, yeah, I forgot to put that down on the intake form. I thought, wow, okay, I'm on the right track here then.
Yeah, it actually shows as well how easily it is for us to forget what we're dealing with. We don't realize that there's a symptom. It's like, oh, right, that was happening last week or yesterday. Right. Yeah. And you're just tapping into that for them.
Mm-hmm. So amazing. We see that too. It's like when someone has on their forms, have you had any surgeries? No, haven't had any surgeries. And they're like, oh, but I got my gallbladder out. I'm like, did you do that at home? Like, there was a surgery there. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And it's so, we just get caught up in life and everything that's going on, and you don't think about these things, right?
Mm-hmm. Very, it's a disconnection from our bodies. Like I was talking about this earlier on my live. We need to actually listen to our body, connect in. Our body is sending us messages all the time, and a lot of the time we're not listening until it won't. You can't ignore. Not listen, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely so on track with that message. I did watch it, and I thought it was so well done.
Thank you.
It is absolutely critical to listen to your body because of the fact that it kind of knocks on your door with, you know, you're not feeling well a little bit that one day. And then the next thing, you know, mm-hmm. you become an acute to a chronic and you, cause you didn't listen.
Exactly.
Any final messages for anyone that's listening today?
I just say, you know, really pay attention on what's going on with your health. It is so critical. And the reason why I say that now is because this is where you are today. Where are you going to be in the future? And if you're going to have to continue to be on the pharmaceutical stream, I'm not saying that that's not valid in some cases, but if you're going to go on to the pharmaceutical train, remember that it can impact you in retirement. And where do you want to be in retirement? So it's very important as we age.
That's a great message for people. I think that's one I hadn't even thought of, to be honest. So that's a really good one to share with everyone. Thank you so much for being on with us. We really loved having this conversation with you and finding out more about reflexology, because I mean, I knew a little bit, but just to kind of go deeper with it and find out more about every aspect of your foot or your hands has a meaning and a connection point. It's really, really cool. So we're going to post all your information in the show notes. I do have your website here, www.asenseofsoul.com.
That's right. That's correct. Yeah.
And under your name for Instagram is the best spot?
Yes. A Sense of Soul in Instagram as well. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
Yes.
Very good. We'll put that in the show notes. Anything else you want to say, Kate?
No, this was fascinating. I was sitting here feeling my hand as you were saying, like feel for the different spots. And this was, you know, I was someone who went to massage in the past and she did reflexology on my feet, but it was like, I didn't really have any understanding of why and what it was doing. So that was really interesting of a share. So thank you for that. I hope people find a lot of value. And I love the story you shared mm-hmm. about the trip you were on and the people who had the different problems and how you were able to help them. So again, like Amanda said, thank you very much for joining us today. This was fascinating and mm-hmm. wonderful to connect with you again.
Well, thank you guys for the opportunity. I hope that people take reflexology into consideration when they're looking at their health.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening today, and we'll catch you on the next episode.